Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Did I actually make you jump?
Yeah, a little bit.
I've been sat next to you the whole goddamn time.
You made a very, very rapid move.
The whole goddamn time. I am losing my voice and I'm going to stay at this hair. I mean, come on. Azza, wazza, buzza. Is it? Look at this. Stay at this.
We're all
Your lips are so glamorous. He's talking to me.
Oh, we're all in our final hair stage, I think, aren't we?
Hello.
I've got 21 days till I get mine cut.
Got 21 days before, look at the state of my eyes. I'm losing my voice. I don't know how I'm losing my voice. I'm fine. How do, Mick? I phoned up Alan Bezett the other day. Did you hear my call to Alan Bezett?
Yeah.
You did, didn't you? It's sweet, isn't it? He liked me.
I'm so glad it went well. It could have been heartbreaking.
Well, I was going to do a prank. Because I really wanted to phone Alan Bezett. I wanted to phone him for ages. And I was going to do a prank. And the reason I didn't phone him, and the reason we didn't stream until a couple of days ago, is because I had the urge to stream, but I wanted to stream for the wrong reasons. I wanted to stream for your approval, not because I thought I had something to say.
Yeah.
So every time I thought, oh, I really want to stream, I thought, why do I want to stream? Nah, not the right reasons. So I didn't. And I've been thinking of phoning up Alan Bezett for ages. And I thought, why am I phoning? And I nearly did it last few weeks, nearly did it. And then I thought, I'm doing it for you. Not doing it for me. If I do it for you, that's showing off. That's wrong. If I do it for me...
And you'll feel like you've got to perform.
Yeah. So I phoned up and I was going to do a prank. I was going to do, all right, Alan, yeah, I've been wanting to phone you for ages, but I've got nothing to say, so I think I'll end it here if that's all right. That was going to be the call. So it was a sweet prank, right? Mm. But then I phoned up and I had at the end of the bedroom, I had a picture of me as a six-year-old, which I've been looking at a lot. A little bit of work. And... And I thought, am I doing this for the right reasons? And it rang. I phoned him right at the start of the show, and it rang. Oh, were we in the wrong thing? Are we in just chatting?
What's happening now?
Oh, we're in. It Takes Two. Hang on. Have I got to change it? Just chatting. Maybe someone's changed it already. Thank you, Matty. Matty, ladies and gentlemen.
Matty's the man.
And so I phoned, and as the phone was ringing for ages, and I think, no backups for 2,328 days on that. And I thought, I'm not going to, and they answered and they said, hello, what would you like to talk about? And I went, oh, I'd like to talk about like lockdown and how it's all going.
Oh, so they do check what you want, loosely.
I said, literally, I want to talk about lockdown and how it's going. Okay, Ian, we'll give you a call back. Whereabouts are you? Aylesbury. Oh, where's that? So I don't want to say it's near London, so I'm going to say it's near Oxford. And they went, okay, cool. And story settings, delete previous version of Windows. Sure, why not? Just click. Yeah, I've just clicked delete.
What
who cares?
Could possibly go wrong?
Who cares? Thank you. Hey, by the way, can I just say, let me talk about subs and donos in a bit. So I phoned up and I heard the call before and I was getting so nervous. And I thought, oh, that's what I'll talk about. That's what I'll talk about. And I was doing it for me. I was doing it because I thought, I bent the truth a little bit. I said I'd never phoned up a radio show. I kind of had done a little bit, but not really. Not really. And
I phoned up when I was on.
Yeah, but that's like phoning up a mate. Because Katie Puckrick was there.
I was going to say, in many ways,
and
apart from the mate.
So I phoned up and I got on. And I was nervous because he can have a sharp tongue. But I know that it's because I've been listening to a lot of it, Alan Bezik from 1985. And by the way, if you're a Patreon, welcome to ABA, Alan Bezik Analysis, I'm calling it. I'm doing them on Twitch where we listen to an old Alan Bezik, a woman phoning up in support of apartheid in South Africa.
Oh, I heard that. Outrageous.
So we're streaming them on Twitch. And then once they've happened on Twitch, I'm pulling them off Twitch and they go out as a podcast on my Patreon only. And the first one, well, a music podcast went up today, but the first ABA, Alan Bezik Analysis, is going up, I think, Monday. If you want to find out more, you got to be £10 a plus support. Anyway, and I phoned up and I thought, well, I'll just tell him I'm nervous and I'll tell him that I used to do what he did. I wasn't showing off or any of that. I also didn't want to be one of those. We've had those callers. Well, of course, Catherine.
They normally talk like this.
And of course, Catherine, I work in the same industry.
They do the voice.
I thought, I don't want to be that guy. Nigel Bond. And he was so rude to me, that guy. I blocked him on Twitter in the end. Anyway, I shouldn't. That was mean of me. So, thank you for
the bloke.
So, yeah, and so we chatted about late night radio. There was one point when I thought maybe I did sound a bit arrogant when he said he'd been a guest on media show, and I went, "Oh yeah, I've done that." But I think actually it was if we'd have been in the same room, I would have said it the same way. So, yeah. And I didn't tell him who I was.
He didn't ask.
I don't think he knew who I was. I suspect maybe the producer typed on the screen, "Oh, I think this is guy who used to be on talk radio or something." I don't know. Mm. Oh, I was more humble than Rainbow George. I heard Rainbow George's call. How does he talk? Yeah, I'm Rainbow George. Have you heard of me?
Yeah.
Have you heard of me?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. And it was really, really nice. And I made him laugh and I made him think. And apparently, I never listen to the intro of the next show. I always skip past the song. But apparently the intro, he was talking about how late night radio allows you to spend a bit more time with the callers. I am going to send RD said, hello, James Cridland tweets reminding me of a 6-minute clip I've got of the end of one of your no talking hours on talk. Would it be okay to post it? Since it, please do. Matty Stevo, you're playing Apex Legends, are you? While you're listening to us. Okay, it's fine. You don't focus in.
Multitasking.
Not focusing. You're playing Apex Legends. How do I know? I know. Let me focus in. It was lovely. I am going to send the most pointless email I've ever sent because I know the answer's going to be no.
Are you going to invite him on?
I'm going to invite him on the show. Going to invite him on the show.
You might be surprised.
You might, exactly. I've just got a feeling.
Because here's the thing.
Just got a feeling.
Sometimes you think, why does no one ever speak to this person? And you assume it's because they don't want to.
Yeah.
And then when you actually speak to them, they say, well, no one ever asks.
Yeah. So I'm going to send him an email.
If nothing else, it gets you a chance to tell him that you think he's great.
Exactly.
And everyone needs to hear that now and again.
Exactly. I do want to just... jeez. I mean, a lot of our clan have gone over there. Rainbow George.
I've noticed them
Nigel.
Infiltrating.
It's not always... I've got fire. Well, this was coming out there, wasn't it? I don't want it to come out there. Hang on.
Well, 2 double 5. I'll do Garrett.
Hang on a minute. It's coming out there, and I don't want it to come out there. No, all right, you can hear it. You can hear it, though, but it doesn't sound great. It's just Gatford phoning up.
Well, 2 double 5. I'll do Gary.
I'll do Ian. Sorry, slip of the tongue. Alan there, sorry.
Yeah, slip of the tongue. Right up my ringer.
Was that really a slip of the tongue, or were you signalling, Gatford? Were you signalling?
Now, why is that coming out of there? If I play Fanny, that's coming out there as well. Okay, I've got to change the setting somewhere because that shouldn't be. That should be USB. Oh, no. Now it will come out of there. Mm. So that will come out there. And now, because I've not done this for so long, it should now come in.
Because you had a call.
I think that was in my ears, wasn't it?
Oh, it was out. It's out.
Well, I called it here.
It's out. Why is that coming out of there? Bear with us, guys. You haven't done this for so long, and I don't quite know. Oh, I know why. Let me just see.
You know,
it's true, yeah.
If I turn... Right, I might have to go in here. Now we might not be... Now we might not be able to hear it. Hang on. Let's try again. Oh, jeez. Let's go. Hang on a minute. Oh, I haven't done this for so long.
This isn't a technical difficulty, by the way. This is just one of them things.
Right, can you hear that? Yes, you can. That's not technical.
No.
It's not a technical issue. It's technical learning. It's technical. It's growth. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not allowed to grow.
Well, not according to one of your correspondents on Twitter this afternoon.
Oh.
Told them off for apologising.
I apologised. Listen, let me tell you something, right? Come here. Is this working? Come here. Right. I'm cutting down my antidepressants, and on Saturday, I cut down to the lowest, 37.5 milligrams of venlafaxine. That's Effexor. Right? Effexor is the brand name, venlafaxine is the name. And I stopped taking it yesterday. So today is day two of no antidepressants. My head is like, I'm off my mash.
Yeah.
I'm off my mash. I'm actually not very well, right?
And your stomach doesn't know what's going on.
My guts are in a terrible state. These are the weird things, right? Where I've done a lot of talking, we've got a lot of catching up to do. We're going to play some ads. You're going to like the ads.
Oh, there's so much to look forward to.
Got some new sponsors. It's great. Anyway, so I have stopped taking the pills a couple of weeks too early. Did it yesterday, it was okay. Did it today, it's okay. I think I can push through. If it gets much worse tomorrow, I'll take a pill. And then I'll space them out. But so the side effects of not taking a pill are really bad guts, quite bad headache, my vision is a little bit off. Hey, thank you. Someone just please give half goes to me, half goes to Catherine. We will see who that was that made a donation. I'm going to talk about donations in a little bit, actually. It's quite important. It's actually quite important. Who gave us that £2? I want to say thank you. Sinji!
Thank you.
Sinji, you silly sausage. So the side effects are upset stomach, headache, that kind of... I was trying to think, how would I describe this earlier on? I mean, I've only got one sock on right now, and if that's the thing. It's like... everything's like a... little bit melty sort of here, but it doesn't quite reach my eyes.
Uh-huh. So they call that tracing.
I've got tracing. If I turn my head, so what you get when you're tripping, if you turn your head, the lines kind of come with you. But the picture is a little bit melted as well, but not quite. It's weird. Here's one of the weirdest side effects. Is my ankles. I'm in agony with my ankles. Right. Last night, I couldn't sleep for 2.5 hours. My ankles were killing me. Like really intense growing pains, but like to the power of 10 in my ankles. And I've come back now because of the chemicals in them. That's right, me Bob. Yes, it's because of the chemicals in drugs.
We have a scientist.
It's because of the chemicals in drugs. Yes, yeah. Exactly. You got it. And then she was talking about the chemicals in my ankles. So my ankles,
there might be chemicals in your ankles.
Well, there are.
That might be where they settle.
Your ankles. So there's... And I lose my train of thought as I did just then.
I heard it. I heard it go.
I'm a lot of fun because I've only had one of my kids today. And we've had so much fun. But so I'm doing that. So I'm a little bit thinking, why was I talking about that?
Because
you're
off the meds. This is how you've been feeling.
Go before that. There was a reason that I was talking about that. Apologies. Thank you.
Yes. So you're growing.
Thank you. So I'm growing. Now, I've been doing some time travelling in my head as a part of cutting down on these pills. This is another thing, right?
Yes. And Ben, thank you very much for those gifted subs. That's really kind.
I've been doing some time travelling. And I was reminded of something I did when I was 7. I'd completely forgotten about.
Uh-huh.
Shame attack. And it links to why I apologised. So this is horrible, right? But it's not horrible because it was a 7-year-old kid, right? Did you look T.E. funny? Joe, you've been back on that. Now that Dylan's 16, you're back on that stuff. You want to put... Whoa, man. 6 or 7 years old. Six. Right. So I feel shame, but it was a shameful thing. And I might start crying any moment tonight, right? Because I'm really... But it'll be worth it. There was a kid who lived near us called Deaf and Dumb David. I wonder if you know how he got that name.
Couldn't see or...
No, I think his parents just liked the name David.
Oh.
But he was deaf and dumb.
Why did I say couldn't see? I'm not taking any meds. Maybe that's the problem.
Deaf and Dumb David. And he was a really nice lad. But he was deaf and he was dumb. Right? And I don't know if that's what we say. I think that's what we say now. I don't know if that's what we say now, Danny.
Do
you say
mute?
No. I don't know what we say. I would love to know. But that was... I don't know. So I'm not saying that deliberately to be... Ooh.
Non-verbal.
Okay. And... he was a nice lad, and he was like a friend of a friend of a friend's. So sometimes he'd hang out with us. But I was embarrassed by the noise he would make. I'm going to start crying. I'm so emotional. It's nuts. This is 40 years ago. I was embarrassed as a kid by the noise he would make as he was talking. Okay, as he was trying to talk.
Yeah.
And I never forget. Oh, no, I did forget, and I remembered it. 6 or 7. And I looked out the window. And Deaf and Dumb David, that was the name, David, was coming up the street, and he came to my house and he looked at the window to say, do you want to come out and play? And I went, I'll be down in a minute. Oh, it's terrible. And, again, straight into this. This is the juicy stuff. You're not going to get this with Amaranth. You're going to get pornography for cowards, right?
I mean, you do get the juicy stuff, but not the same.
I hid.
Okay.
I didn't go downstairs.
Because you felt awkward.
I felt embarrassed.
Yeah.
I felt embarrassed. I felt embarrassed of him. So I didn't go downstairs. Didn't go to my parents and say, I'm just going to go out and play with David. He's deaf and dumb and I feel a bit weird about that. Because I felt weird about it. I was 6 or 7. Felt weird about it. I felt uncomfortable. So what I did, to my shame, down in a minute, I lay down on the floor in my bedroom.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
And I waited, and I glimpsed and he was still there, glimpsed and he was still there. And after quite a long time, he wasn't there. Poor David, poor 6, 7-year-old me. No one is winning. I'm not proud of it. If I did it now, different thing. You know, there would be some kind of, what are you doing? I'm not going to tell 6, 7-year-old me off for that.
No.
But I felt a lot of shame around that. A lot of shame.
And you know your kids wouldn't do it because you would have had a conversation with them.
Or they might do it. And I would hope that we are close enough that they would talk to me about, I did this thing and I don't know, you know. Or they might, you know, I don't know. So I felt terrible about it. And I'd forgotten about it until coming off these pills is like, I'm travelling through time, man. It's taking me to all these weird places. And the last 2 nights, I've had the most anxious dreams. And I was dreaming about David. I was dreaming about that. I was dreaming about something else. Dreaming about something else. Dreaming about something else. And I woke up and I thought, oh, shit, I've got to apologise to Sonny and Shay. I've got to apologise to Sonny and Shay. Who are they? They're two radio presenters who had, allowed... under their watch and the producer's watch, someone to come on and say the N-word 5 times, kill ends and kill gays, right? And I got really angry about it because it should not have gone out under any circumstances. But I got really angry about it and I went on Twitter and I called it out and I called it out and I kept calling it out and I kept calling it out and I kept calling it out, kept calling it out. And through dreaming of David, through all this time travel that's been going on, I'm literally traveling through time, right? If you've ever read Slaughterhouse-5, right now, I'm Billy Pilgrim, okay? That might mean nothing to you, but I'm not going to focus on the Billy Pilgrim thing because that's an hour. But I'm Billy Pilgrim. So I apologize. I don't know them. I know they haven't blocked me on Twitter. I saw they hadn't blocked me on Twitter, so I apologize. Where I did most of the arguing, most of the stuff, I think that's where an apology should be, where most of the wrong stuff was done,
yeah,
in that place. It's like, you know, in the front, you get a front page of a newspaper saying such and such is a murderer, and then a week later you get a tiny paragraph saying, oh, no.
Yeah, on page flipping
it should
six.
Be in the, it should be the same, yeah, prominence, right? And so it goes, Ice Cream Gravity, and so it goes. And so I apologize saying, I worked out that the rant about them and what happened was mainly me being really angry at losing my job. It was mainly me shouting at Denny Morris and Liam and Scott and Rebecca. It was mainly me shouting at them.
Yeah. Well,
but there was that. But I focused it on Sonny and Shay.
It felt like they'd been given a pass that you weren't afforded.
Yes. Yes, but I focused it on them.
Mm.
And actually, I was upset at what happened on their show. One tweet would have sufficed. I went for it. Jim Davis doesn't speak to me anymore now. I think it's because of that, because he's friends with Sonny and Shay. Why would he? We were sort of friends, but not really. He's closer friends to them. Why would he speak to me? That's cool. That upset me, and that's the story I've made up. That's cool. He's sticking up for his friends. Who wouldn't? Good for him. But I woke up thinking, and it came from nowhere because I hadn't been thinking about Sonny and Shay. I woke up thinking, oh man, I've got to apologize to them. So I apologized to them. And what was okay? Why was I talking about that, Catherine? I'm going to shut up for a bit. You talk for a little bit.
Well,
enough. Now, I'm joking. It's so nice to see you. You're real. I've not seen you for ages.
Well, you saw me the day before yesterday when my bike broke down. Again.
We're going to play some ads. If you don't want to see, if you want to hear the rest of this story, then subscribe. Go on.
So Ian and I have got scooters they're of a similar age. They're sort of about 20, aren't they? They're a year 2000. And they were built in a retro style-y. So they look old, right? And they are old, actually.
Yeah.
And best £800 I've ever spent.
Well,
buying that bike.
I don't know if yours was.
Plus, right? Just so much fun. I wanted a scooter since I was about 17. My parents would never have considered it, never have happened. When I used to go and stay with my friends in Spain, I was often found on the back of some scooter. But I loved it. I think I associate it with that freedom as well, right? So I love it. And sometimes on a grim day, just blows the cobwebs out of my mind, not out of anywhere else, don't you mucky pups. Anyway, so we decided we were gonna go out for a burn up on these bikes. Here's the thing with mine, the clutch didn't work from the beginning. I didn't know what I was looking at. No. Does it go? He got it going. I left the shop. That was the end of the story as far as I was concerned, except then it kind of broke down and no one would look at it because it's an ancient bike and you can't really get the bits for it so much anymore. You have to go on eBay and hope. So there's been a little bit of nursing of this bike. And finally, we seem to have got to the root of the problem. There's a guy who lives quite near me who is mates with the people who taught me to ride my bike. And he's great. He's great. If he hasn't got the bits, he'll find them. He really kind of enjoys working out what's wrong with the bike and stuff. Dean is fantastic.
Dean.
He may be watching now because he's one of you a lot.
Evening, Dean. Tough guy. He's got lockdown hair. I saw his lockdown hair. He saw my lockdown hair.
He's looking very Britpop at the moment.
Does he?
Everyone is, aren't they? So, he finally sorted out. The clutch works. It works first time. I don't have to sit on the bike and wake all the neighbours up right anymore. So, except about 2 weeks ago, it was really windy, do you remember? So my bike was outside It had a cover on it, which is great for keeping the rain off, but also makes for an excellent sail. The bike went over and I managed to get it back upright again, but it would appear that it was damaged. I only found that out properly yesterday, day before yesterday, when we went out on this burn up.
We were going out for a burn up. We'd arranged the burn up. We're going to meet halfway.
I was so excited. I got to the next town and then all of a sudden my bike just went. I managed to push it over into a lay-by, looked at it. Am I in a puddle moving forwards? No, I am the puddle. It wasn't me. It was the bike. It would appear that something had come disconnected, right? So the fuel pump or something.
You're getting quite old. Oh, the bike. I'm so sorry.
I'm pretty good with that stuff, you know. I did my exercises and I don't regret that.
I get up and pee six times a night and I don't care.
It's because you haven't done enough clenching.
Here's a joke. I get up and pee six times a night and I don't give a shit. It's kind of a joke. Sorry.
Kind of. Anyway, so I had to ring Ian up with the humiliating news that I had got to the next town and would go no further. So Dean was going to come and collect my bike.
What did I say?
Ian, I said, don't worry about it. Dean will give me a lift back. No, it's fine. I'm on my way.
I'm going to come and rescue
this,
you.
This guy arrives before Dean. Right? Dean was so excited to see him.
What's that music?
It's the beginning of The Great Escape.
No, it's not. It's like pictures coming up. Chips.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of something different.
Oh, I saw a funny chip spoof that I can't play on this channel.
Anyway, I like Eric Estrada. Anyway, so...
Paul Garner knows Eric.
Okay.
It's interesting, isn't it? Paul Garner knows Eric Estrada.
Someone knows Eric Estrada, and that's a stat. So Dean took the bike. Ian said he'd give me a lift on his bike. Here's the thing. It's not a massive bike, right? And Ian has got really long legs, and I'm sure you were pressing back. Because I was hanging off the back of the bike. Yeah, I was. It was one of the most terrifying rides of my life. But we got there, didn't we? Then we went to Costa, where they were really rude to us.
It's like a massive Costa, right?
Yeah.
Massive. Now, I didn't see quite a small sign on the door. It's massive. There were two other customers in. We walked in, and I went to use the squirting machine that was empty. And they went, excuse me, we have a policy. That's what they said. We have a policy of only two people in the store at the time. I went, I'm so sorry. I'm always over-friendly.
We reversed out.
So sorry. Sorry, we'll wait outside. Do apologise. Didn't see that. We went outside. And then we went in. There's two people serving and one mopping the floor.
Why? I don't know. There's no one in there.
I said, what was that delicious-looking pink drink the gentleman just took out? I said, I'll have a large one of those. And it's all, of course, with the masks and the plastic screen. And she said something. I said, yeah, large one, please. She went, no, we're only doing medium. I'll have that. Fine. And then I said to Kath, I'm getting a vibe in here. Are you getting a vibe? And there were kids.
Yeah, but the mood in the tood was getting through the mask.
Yeah, that was good.
Something had happened. We'd either walked in after something awful had happened and they'd fallen out. Or she was just having a day where she felt like being shitty to strangers. Anyway, I hadn't had a coffee in Costa for ages, so it was a great experience. Thanks very much.
We went on a sat
5 out of 5. Would recommend.
Wouldn't sat on a bench.
Yeah, like a couple of 14-year-olds.
Yeah, it was. They were really good. It's nice to see you.
Yeah.
I think you should get rid of the bike.
No, I'm not getting rid of it. We've come this far.
Yeah, but when was the last time you've been able to?
I rode it back from the garage today. It was fine. It was working like a dream.
In my Costa, which is much smaller. They have like 6-7 people in there, socially distanced. They have like a lovely little route you have to follow that goes around. And you know, they were rude. They were rude.
They were rude.
They were really rude.
Rude though.
Just rude. We've all had a tough year.
Well, not as tough as hers.
Rude.
Very rude.
As my kids would say, if I told them off, I'd tell my eldest off when he was younger, he'd go, rude.
My youngest used to break my heart when we told her off. She used to do this, and she still does it a little bit, but I think now because she knows we find it adorable, that's why she does it. She goes...
chewing gum.
Why is it that your bottom lip wobbles?
Jackie says, oh my God, holy crap, I gotta go because a car crash just happened on my road. Wow, you're so excited you managed to type it in capitals.
Yeah, because they're shouting.
Anyone does an April Fool on this, Instaban.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Thanks everyone who joined. We played with Sinjin on Sinjin's stream.
Oh,
last
fun
night.
Times.
My youngest played Jim. His name's called Jim now.
It's just easier.
And then thanks everyone who watched me and my youngest play It Takes Two today. Oh, something exciting happened with It Takes Two. We went out for a run, me and my youngest, because I'm trying to get a bit fitter, lose a bit of weight, but mainly get a bit fitter. So I'm doing a couch to 5K. And so we went out for a run. Then we came back. I didn't have a key because I'd taken a key off for the cleaner. Oh, gosh, I haven't got a key. I haven't got the back door open either. But let's climb over into the back garden. And we'll just double check, although I know it's shut, it's locked. So we climbed up, we got bin, climbed over, and then I realised I did actually have a key for the back gate. And the back door was locked. I said, right, but we've been playing It Takes Two, which is this game where two people collaborate.
They work together to get into locked
solve
doors.
Problems. And little Jim had been solving all the problems, right? I went, right. I said, oh, I think we can get in. He said, how? I said, right. There's the back door, right? What's on the other side of the back door? I said, look. He went, what? He said, look. I said, look. He went, it's got the key in it. I said, right. So, what do you think we should do? It became a game. At that point, I wasn't totally convinced we could get in, but I thought we got a chance. I said, what do you think we should do? He said, we could try and poke the key out. I went, right, let's do it. So we spent quite a while trying to poke the key out. Couldn't do it.
No.
There's a cat flap, right? By telling all burglars how to get in my house, don't, because that key is never going in that back door again.
But
right.
Also, the cats were showing off, weren't they, by just coming in and out. What are you doing? What are you doing out here? Why don't you come in?
So, the toolbox is a nightmare and It Takes Two. Is it Papa Morph? Finished that ages ago. Don't really remember it. Sucker. So I managed to get my arm up the cat flap and I just couldn't quite reach the keys. I said, right, Jim. The garage is open.
Oh, it's like Bill Sykes and Oliver Twist, isn't it?
I said, could you find something in the garage that I could maybe reach those keys with if I got my arm through the cat flap? Came back with some secateurs. I said, right, now you need to stand on that side of the door while I lie down and put these secateurs. I can't see the keys. You've got to tell me if I'm close. It was like playing It Takes Two. It was brilliant. And we were laughing. First thought, when he realised I didn't have the key, he almost started crying. I said, don't worry, we'll get it. Kath's got a key. Worst comes to worst, we'll go and meet her. But then we're laughing. And he's going, no, no, a little bit, left, a little bit. And I'm doing this one-handed. No, no, that's it. No. Oh, sorry, not left, right. Doesn't know his left and right. Got the keys. Got in. And we laughed. It Takes Two saved our lives.
Yes.
Thank you. But the keys don't, the keys now I know that you can get in that way. I don't leave the keys in the back door anymore. So, all burglars, kiss it. This is the only phone-in show on Twitch. I'm off my face and she hates
me. I'm always like this.
Surly. Kay Surly's leaving Sky.
Oh, I wonder where she will go.
Well, but then everyone who supports GB News is really upset because they consider her a lefty.
Uh-huh. What?
They consider Kay Burley a lefty. So they're annoyed that Kay Burley's going to GB News. What a world. Subs are great. Thank you. If you're a tier three sub this month, you're getting a postcard and you're getting an invitation to a tier three mob meeting. Tier two, we haven't got anything special for you this month. It's up to you. Tier ones, we love you. Do it with Amazon Prime. However, bits, it's great.
Oh, gosh, thank yes, you. We do like those.
But actually, it dawned on me, we can say this. The best direct benefit we get is donos. That's the best. I don't know why we've not made that clear, right? Everything else is great. Thank you. It is our job. But the best direct, the highest ratio of pound to pocket is the donos, because it's pretty much 100%. Apart from, Twitch don't take any of it. Apart from a little bit of PayPal fees or a little bit of fees on the, if you do it with a credit card. Pound to pocket, donos are the best way, and we split everything 50-50. Don't know why we've not said that before.
Well, now it's been said.
All the others are great. Would never stop you doing it. Thank you. It's a thrill, and the people that give subs, all of that stuff, it's great. Will says, practically a Marxist, that K. One of the tweets I read called her a Marxist. Called her a Marxist. She's blocked me on Twitter. Don't know why. I think it's because I supported Scott, yeah, who she blocked.
Yeah,
anyway,
I think it was that.
PayPal is a little bit harsh on fees, but what are you going to give me? Bank details? No.
What could possibly go wrong?
So, pound, how do you make a donut? I'm going to show you, Charlie Wolf. Although, honestly, you've done enough by sending those bloody Bezics.
Yeah.
Send in those basics. There you go. Streamelements.com/TLNA/tip. 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 If you're on your computer, scroll down. There's a picture of an old man looking happy.
Yeah.
He's happy.
You should be in bed.
You should be in bed. He's happy because he's realised the best pound to pocket ratio, the P to PR, is Dono Bar.
Yeah. Just click on his face.
Click on his face.
But please don't feel obliged. Things are weird at the moment.
Feel obliged?
No, you don't.
If you're struggling financially, give us money. We'll know what to do
honestly,
with it.
Honestly, your company is reward enough.
Thank you, Heartfelt, for the £3. It's appreciated. Right, it's a phoning show, so you better get phoning, you pieces of trash. We missed a couple of calls.
We did indeed.
So we missed three calls, so let's call these people back. You call up. It's a normal rate number. And I call back in the order that I missed the calls. Try not to be sweary, you know, but you know, what are we going to do? Swear, you swear, I don't care. 0203-286-6370. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
What can we do for you?
Sorry, man. I actually didn't think you were on air. I was just going to say, I just watched one of your YouTube things. I was extremely impressed.
Was it the one where I punched the monkey to death?
No, it was the one where you were slightly depressed about taking drugs. It was
which one?
Very hard hitting.
I am. Let me just do the maths. Drum. Hang on. Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, guys. Everybody, drum roll, please. I am. Today, ladies and gentlemen.
Very well done, mate.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you very much indeed. There's burglars in there.
I just thought I'll let you know. Not that it matters to you, but yeah, it was just very hard hitting, and you're probably the most honest broadcaster, I suppose, on the telly I've ever witnessed.
That's
so,
why they want to silence
very impressive.
Me. That's why we can't get a real gig, because they want to silence me. We had to take it to the internet. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. There's no point in doing it if you're not going to, you know, put all your chips on the table, I think. But I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
Thank you. That was kind.
No problem. Have a good night.
Cheers. Tutty bye. Let's go.
Are they suggesting we're too loud? Because that would be rich. I'm going to say it.
Hello? Are you done? Sorry? Hello?
Hello?
Goodbye. But are you still in the kitchen? Is it crisps?
What do you think? It's definitely crisps.
It's definitely crisps. Right, we've got... He's in the Doritos! Can I turn this light off? We got a call into another nation. Across the, we're the best show on Twitch, man. Hello? Okay. Okay. Talking cat. That's not even an effect. That's a talking cat. Okay. That's Big Boy. You heard that, right? That's not even a joke. Okay.
You should be in bed.
Exactly.
Okay. Who's right there? Hi, Big Boy. You coming up?
Okay. Oh, you heard that, right? That's Big Boy, the stray cat.
He's here.
Now talks. He says no. Says okay, and does an impression of a police siren.
He does. He goes. Where
are you, darling boy? You're welcome to come up anytime. Hello, Gatford.
Oh, or should I say, how do?
You blew it, mate.
The world.
Sorry.
How are things with the world with you?
I'm just trying to... You talk, because I want to work out why he's a little bit quiet, but you talk to him.
How are things in the world with me? Yeah, all right.
None of your business. What you got for us?
Whoa. I was going to answer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the lady.
Yeah.
Talking to the lady.
Oh, me? I'm all right. My sleep patterns are still weird, but I'm all right. It's all right to be all right, isn't it? That's better than rubbish.
You say that, is that because of the previous and upcoming change in hours to the show.
He's been there.
Yeah, I think it's years of not going to sleep at a reasonable time. And so it used to always take me, if I went away for 2 weeks, I wouldn't start sleeping at the same time as everyone else until like the last 2 days. And by then it was futile. So it's just a bit all over the shop. But we're kind of in a perpetual state of weekend anyway, aren't we? So, yeah, I'm just going with it. If I'm awake, I'll get up.
Here comes the great 4-day weekend.
But we're on tomorrow night. We are on tomorrow night and we're on a Monday.
Yeah,
night.
So for us...
The dates are a little bit confusing, but we will... I mean, I wrote a very catchy song and people go, oh, well, what are the dates? Dates are changing. We'll get there in a bit. But we're on tonight. We're on tomorrow night. That's all you need to know, guys. We could all be meteorite here. It's on Saturday. Who cares?
I need a pass for tomorrow night because I'm a bit busy.
Oh.
When you say... What?
Well... It being Easter, I'm spending time with the Lord.
I mean, it is the most special time of the year.
Indeed. So.
Okay, you're going to call him Ian? Our Ian, son. Who are in heaven. Sorry, I mean, our father. You just had a golf call Ian earlier on.
What was that? Were you signalling to Ian or was it a real slip of the tongue?
So, genuine, I actually called up. Before I heard Ian on the radio, so I was on hold.
For those who didn't hear it, this is what we're talking about.
5, I'll do Gary.
I'll do Ian. sorry, slip of the tongue. Alan there, sorry.
Yo,
I can't hear
it. You can't hear it, but
you know what
can.
Happened.
Thank you, Charlie. You said that.
It was a genuine mistake. I was genuinely on hold, heard you go on and went, Blumenecki's done it, well done, and then got confused when he... Because Bessic just comes to you. There's no preamble. It's just Aldo Gary.
Yeah, I knew it was coming to me because I was told, I mean, it's slightly different at the beginning. I was told there's going to be one caller on before you and then you'll be on.
I get that.
Oh, you got the VIP treatment.
Yes, I did.
He'll come to you in the next 15, 20 minutes. 5 minutes later, Aldo Gary. What?
Yeah. So. Yeah. But even then, it's still a really dumb thing to say. Let's just listen. I've got to listen to it again because we've heard your explanation.
Yeah.
Now let's just listen to what
let's
it sounds
it
like.
Well, 2 double 5. I'll do Gary.
I'll do Ian. sorry, slip.
Right. For me, what it is, it's the I'll do Ian. The first one is a I'll do Ian.
He's being bad.
Or he makes three noises. Three noises. Listen. Oh, I'm clicking the wrong. Is that real? Is that me? No, that's that. Right. So listen.
I'll do Ian.
yep. Because
that was his It was your soul trying to grab the sound back, wasn't it?
Our souls.
I will give you. I will give you three explanations. Number one, it was late. Number two, I was taken aback by my
this
friend.
This third one, your friend was on as well, was it? Because I didn't hear that. This third one better be good. Because if this third one is no good, you can go and sit with the Lord now.
Oh,
I hadn't taken my medication that day.
Goodbye.
And that's genuine.
Goodbye.
Oh no.
Goodbye. I haven't taken my medication today.
Can you tell?
And you wouldn't even notice.
Well, you might a bit.
Got my new Pokemon cards today. Not very good though. We missed Dave Scott. We got. I'm going through them in the order. Going through them in the order that they come up on the screen. Got some donos. We're going to talk about in a minute.
Yes.
Dave Scott. No donos.
Oh gosh.
Dave Scott.
Hello.
I'll do Dave.
I'll do Gatford, Pete, whatever. I'll just throw names out and see what sticks.
What you got for us, Dave?
I'm scared the world's opening up a bit quick.
Talk to
everyone
me.
Wants to see me at the weekend, and I don't like it.
One of my kids was at Go Ape today. I don't know about that. I didn't approve that. I didn't give the thumbs up for that.
I've got like three lots of family who want to see me, which is great, but it all just feels really quick, and I'm suddenly realising that I like my little bubble.
You are under no obligation. You're under no obligation to rush it.
I think that's the thing. It's that feeling. You know, I'm already starting to cancel stuff I had planned to do. I've said to you the other day and started streaming. I've started cancelling that stuff to go and see family. And it's like exactly the same patterns I used to do. You know, I keep talking about, it's been great because I've worked out, what I like to do to enjoy myself. And I'm already reverting back to patterns, right? Mm. It's really interesting and a bit scary how quickly it goes.
Here's what I am going to do. I'm going to take things at my own pace. I'm taking things at my own pace. Easier said than done. And my lifestyle is slightly different, but I don't have to dive back into what it was like 18 months ago. The bits that I didn't like from 18 months ago, if I'm in a position to not return to them, I'm not going to return to them. And by that, I mean doing stuff because it makes other people happy.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it, Dave. Easier said than done, man. I get it. But we really don't have to do stuff to make other people happy. And if it's going too fast, it's perfectly acceptable to say, I'm still a bit uncomfortable. Let's talk again in a month. Let's talk again in 2 months. Or actually, I've enjoyed how things have been for the last year. I hope you don't take this personally, but I'm just going to take a step back from socializing and interacting. As long as one is doing it for healthy reasons.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a step back and just get a bit of control in my life.
Yeah, and you make it clear it's nothing they've done or anything like that. They're in no doubt as to why you are swerving things.
But then it's up to them how they take it. If they take great offence at it, that's their issue. If you know, I'm really getting to the point where I'm thinking, if I know that if I know my truth, if I know my story and I explain it in the best way I can, if others take offence, that's their thing, man. That's their issue.
And I think for me, it's not most of it. You know, it's families, people. It's not necessarily about COVID and all that kind of stuff. It's just about, I was so busy before. You know, there was so much on. And, it's not wanting to get back to that anymore because I don't quite know how I coped with it.
Mm.
Like, our running club's restarted this week. I've coached twice this week and it just feels so busy and I've not been working, I've been off. How I did that when I was working as well and travelling to and from work, and I have no idea how I coped with that because it feels busy now, let alone like back then.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say no. Responsibilities that you had before that reopen, we are allowed to reconsider them. And if it is better for us, we're allowed to say, I don't want to return to that. Maybe it might be political in some situations, and I'm not in any way talking about yours, to say, I don't want to return to that, but I will happily help you out for the next 8 weeks, but I would like you now to start finding some sort of replacement for that. And out of courtesy, I will help you for the next 8 weeks. It's okay to do that. Okay, if I can just see that a lot of us are going to come back from the last year, and nothing will change. And this is a great opportunity to change stuff and live slightly better lives, slightly different. Maybe less money here, but a better life.
Yeah, yeah. I think some people are already behaving like. That's that done then. We're all back to normal. Yeah. I've noticed in the supermarket, people are getting close. I've become super aware of how close everyone is. You know, before, you know, you would know if you were in someone's way. You would know if someone was sort of be close next to you. But now that kind of distance has become sacred, you know. And I've noticed them getting, like, people squeezing past in supermarkets, whereas before they would have waited. So that's all started up again. If you're not comfortable with it, you are, as Ian says, you're allowed to call it. You're allowed to call it because someone has to. Otherwise, we're all going to get pushed into behaving in ways that we don't feel safe in.
And I think it's that thing, is it? Just putting those boundaries up that we've had for the last sort of year. And I think it's really difficult, particularly, you know, with family and stuff. And I've spoken before, sort of gone through a bit of a rough time, to start feeling that emotional pressure to do it. Mm. You know, well, actually, I've seen her a couple of times this week. You know, does she need to see me and my sister together, which is what she wants? She'd like to. Do we have to do that? Does it make a massive difference if we don't?
Yeah.
Answer practically is no. But to your point, it's more difficult to say that than it should be, I think.
Charlie makes a great point. Is anyone else in their late 40s feeling a bit down about vaccine delay? I'm approaching 48 and I do worry that they've forgotten about us, the under 50s. Although I was heartened to hear that the boy's mum is getting the vaccine next week. She's a little bit younger than me. She's getting the vaccine next week on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Lives in a different area. I'm aware I live in an area where there's loads of old people. I do keep checking the NHS website and it still says only if you're above 50. But yeah, I'm a little bit worried that maybe I'm going to get missed out and stuff like that. And Will said... the staff in my local Asda seem to have given up on wearing masks and not getting close to customers. It's horrible. First of all, I didn't think you had to wear masks if you worked in the shop. I didn't think you had to. It is different if you're wearing a mask, you know, 8-12 hours a day in a working environment. I think it is really different. At the start, I was very militant and thought, no, of course I should. Well, actually, I don't think they should. It's a really different thing. And they've been doing it every day. Yeah. And I was thinking, there was a period in this, right, when obviously nurses and doctors were heroes. We forgot about that. But shop staff were heroes. The delivery drivers. I remember saying, who'd have thought, you know, at the end of the world, it would be people working in Tesco who are, you know, the front line. Now no one gives a stuff about them anymore. Those people have been nothing short of heroic. And I think if they don't want to wear a mask, you know what? And it makes you uncomfortable. Go to another shop. Go to another shop.
Exactly. If it helps. So, sorry, Catherine.
I was going to say, I am concerned, though, for them. Of course, I've got no control over what other people do, but I am concerned if they're not wearing masks and they're getting close to people. That is a worry. I don't think I'd feel comfortable going in there anymore, but you vote with your feet, right?
Nikki and says, on, Dave, sorry, because you keep interrupting. Go.
So I work in head office for a large supermarket, and if it helps, we're very much still internally banging the drum for the work that the people on the shop floor are doing. Because, you know, it's massive. I mean, we're all considered key workers because we're helping keep stuff going. But actually, it's the people on the shop floor who are doing it all and, you know, who are basically putting themselves at risk, right? And, you know, we've had this conversation with a few people around, you know, yeah, we've prioritised doctors and people by age. Why aren't we looking at teachers and people who are out there on all the time for vaccines?
Yeah.
Why aren't we looking at that? Because... protect the people we need out there.
Nikki says that she was told to register online. Where, man? Tell me where. I want to register online. I want to get some of that online registraziano. Dave, listen, thank you very much indeed. Very nice to talk to you. Good to see you looking well.
I think they should have been vaccinating the teachers as well, though. I mean, from early on. I'm really frightened to death of my sister. And she's had to go to work because other people have had to go to work. So other people have had to go to work to look after her kids, and she's had to go to work to look after other people's. They've had no choice.
Oh, give me that sweet, sweet vaccine. Preferably the Pfizer or the Johnson & Johnson baby one. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
I can see your lockdown hair from here.
I know, it's terrible. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello, Anthony.
I'm very excited because I've got two T-shirts now. Today, they came today from the T-shirt company. I've got two of them as an Easter present, and I'm so excited.
Can I show you them?
Yeah, please.
Give us a bit of a fashion show.
Yeah, hang on. You're just walking through the house now. There's a cat.
Hello, cat.
That's gone.
This is great.
Right, so...
Imagine if we walk past like a headless corpse. Is that TOS? Headless corpse is a TOS.
Right, so I'm very excited. I'll be wearing one on Friday and one on Sunday. So the first one
for religious purposes.
Yes.
Of course. There we go. The first one is the...
Classic.
That was the first one.
If you want to get more of these T-shirts, I'm going to put the link in the chat.
The second one is...
Absolutely great presents.
The original...
Hey, look at that.
Oh, that's where... Now, does it say TLNA or does it say Ian Lee?
TLNA.
Okay, it's not the collectible. It's not the collectible. The old ones that say Ian Lee are the collectibles.
Yep. And I have the white one upstairs with the faces on.
You, sir, are getting a salute. I've just put the link in the chat. You're my hero. I want to get a T-shirt with Anthony on it.
Yeah. Someone's got to make one.
Anyway, guys, I'm loving the show.
Thank you, mate.
You did a great job and you keep us entertained.
That's very kind of you. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. And we are back tomorrow. We're back to the dates. The fact,
all right. Tracy wants to say hello.
Oh!
No, we got a call back. Someone wanted to say hello.
Hang on.
Someone wanted to say hello and we cut before.
We were cut off there.
But they actually don't want to say hello.
Anyway, guys, thank you very much.
Okay, that was... I knew it. Never, never call back. Never apologise, never explain, never call back. TLNA.co.uk if you want to get the T-shirts.
They're available to all.
There's my brother from another mother. Where did you register, Nikki? I don't know what you're registering for.
Sinjin.
Where are you registering?
This guy's sus. He's also silent.
Can't hear you, mate. We've heard everybody else. We cannot hear you. And now you're frozen. And now you've been cut off. Call us back. Ian, here. Book your coronavirus. Book or manage who can use this service if you are age 50 or over.
Or if you're at high risk.
You can only use this service.
Is there one that says you are impatient? No, there isn't.
It says you can only do it if you're 50 or over. I mean, a click and book. No, you can only do it if you're 50 or over. No, I'm not doing
it. Is it working now?
Unfortunately,
it's working now,
yes.
Sinjin, yeah.
Unfortunately. I was just saying that I was buying a shirt from you guys.
Which one do you fancy?
He's doing the shirt. He's working with Balcony Shirts.
Oh, you are, aren't you? Yeah, you're getting a merch store in the UK.
Yes, I'm getting a merch store in the UK. It's very exciting.
Did you hear that?
Sorry, I had a lot of cracks that I had to go through. I got the big boy one. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
The big white one is cool.
I wanted to call in and tell you guys. You guys didn't know because you were asleep because you're normal human beings. You won one of the giveaways.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
What do we win? What do we win?
You guys,
we really?
Yes, you guys really did.
Sinjin did a 12-hour stream the other day to raise money to get a down payment on a house. You made the money. You and your friends were so kind to my 9-year-old, and it is one. He loved it. He slept in bed with me, and he woke up this morning quite late, 9 o'clock. Woke up and went, "Last night was so much fun. Can we do it again?" So thank you for that, man. You made him feel.
He's been a little bit nervous about it.
He was really nervous, and when there was a few technical problems, he went, "Oh, it's okay. I won't do it." And he certainly didn't want to talk. And you and your friends treated him like an equal, and.
He's better than us. Like you said, he was better than us. He crushed it. He was very good.
And Sinjin reached the target, by the way. So
yes,
I'm sure more money will be appreciated, repairs and stuff. But Sinjin reached the target, which is great news. But we won one of the raffles.
Yeah, so we kept people kept offering more and more things the higher we got on the milestones for the donos. So one of our community members, he's really good at cross stitching things. You guys played with him. His name is Midboss.
Oh yeah.
He's a snake in the grass. That guy. I didn't like that guy. He's a dirty, dirty killer. He's a dirty.
He did
killer.
Keep squealing whenever I went near him.
He's a dirty.
She's behind me. She's behind me.
That was maybe me too.
By the way, I was trying to kill him.
GC XRJ1. Hey Ian, big fan. Spell my name properly, and then we'll see how big a fan you really are. Okay.
So what's he going to cross stitch?
He's going to cross stitch the cheek meat emote and send it to you guys.
Is that like the butt?
The butt. Or if you want a different, if you want something else,
I want cross stitch.
No, we don't okay. want pain.
No,
we
I don't.
We can get both.
You whatever. We can that's get very both. Very kind. That's really that's very very kind.
He offered it. It's just the thing with
I
the
need,
channel.
I need some new kindling, so this is great.
I'm
going
to send some other stuff to you too.
Oh.
I have some other stuff that I want to send to you guys.
We don't want to go from a sleazy country to a slutty country.
You don't have to be a slutty country to like butts, though.
But it helps.
No, that's the wrong answer.
I meant to play this one.
Never.
We're going to send some other stuff. I'm going to send some stuff to you.
Well, that's really kind, Sinjin.
Thank you, man.
Thank you guys for playing with us. It was super fun.
It was really great, and they were so friendly. I felt
and thank you for part keeping of the gang. Your trap shut when we were playing It Takes Two, because you could see where we were going wrong, and you didn't tell us, and we enjoyed it because we were having the most fun solving yes. puzzles.
That game is so good. That game it's is so
great.
Good.
Right, I was telling Catherine that she should get it and play it with the girls. Me and Jim. We were laughing. It's the longest we've sat down and played video games together. And we were just laughing and laughing at it. It was a real joy. Really good game.
It made my heart smile. Like, I could hear, without being able to see your face, I could hear how much fun you were having with Jim. And it was just, like, super good. I loved it.
I don't know why you picked the name Jim.
It's a solid name.
I was going to say that. It's a solid name.
It's a very strong name. Well done, Sinjin. All right, I'm going to cut you off now, though, because you're
getting thank you, guys. I love you. Bye-bye.
He's such a pleasant, a thoroughly pleasant person.
We've got to do some thank yous for some donos in a minute. We'll do that in a second. Hello, caller. You're on the late night alternative.
Hey. Oh, you're so baby. Me and Kajin are not just. Oh, yes, Poppy.
What are TOS rules on hearing a child pretend to have sex?
I think it's fine because it's nothing like the real thing. Is
okay, okay. Carry on, please. Carry on, please. 5544.
Oh.
I think they actually got cut off. So they wanted to carry on talking to us.
They had so much.
That's what Jesus really wanted.
Oh. I think they might have bottled it.
We got some donos. Let's thank the lovely, lovely dono people. You're very kind. We got Vic says Ian is sus. Vic! I'm going to refund that. No, I'm not going to refund that. Hello, son.
Welcome to the EE
Pod.
Vix is a terrible cheat on... Vix. That's different Vix, isn't it? Different Vix. Vix, thank you for that money. Gatford, thank you. Payne's Dragon, donuts. Charlie W, thank you, thank you, thank you. McCitrus,
I would say, yeah.
I would say. Jenna, I don't know if we mentioned you. I don't think we did, actually. Thank you. And heartfelt. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We were saying earlier, subs, bits, great. Thank you. The best P to PR, pound to pocket ratio, donos.
Mm.
Donos. We get more. We get more of it. So just throwing that out there. Thank you. Stop. Can we time Vic's faz out for 3 minutes, please?
It's probably for the best. It stops anyone getting killed.
You're a terrible influence on my kids. They saw what it's like to be a cheat and a disgusting human being.
Yeah.
Let's call other Vic's. Good Vic's. The good Vic's lollipop. Back.
Vic's lollipop.
Good ship lollipop. I was trying to do a
pun. Oh, yeah,
there.
Good. Okay.
I don't want to lick it. No. 0203-286-6370 is the phone number. Please, can we time Vic's out for 3 minutes, Mods? It's not a joke. I don't know how to do it for minutes. How did you do that?
I didn't. Mandy did.
Okay. Hello, good Vic's.
Hello, hello. Nice to see you both.
What
nice
you got?
To see you. Well, I can't see you. I'm imagining you. Not in a weird way.
Thank you. Thank you for my postcard. I don't know if you saw my tweet
But my mum thought it was a, like, it was hate mail.
What was it? Which one was it?
It was the one about death in Devon. And she was a bit concerned. Wow. She came upstairs and said, I found this in a letterbox. Are you okay? Like, but yeah.
And oh, yeah, because it's a postcard with a cemetery on it, which I thought was an unusual one.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, eBay. We didn't know what was coming. We just bought the postcards.
I try to explain that this is TLNA. This is that thing I watch, you know, on the Twitch thing, on the laptop thing, Mum. And she's like, I don't get it. I did not know how to explain. I just could not explain TLNA to them, to my mum. So yeah. Thank you so very much.
A biddly biddly bone.
It was very funny. It was very funny, and it provided us both with entertainment. The second thing I have is, I don't know if this will interest you, just because you were talking about vaccines under certain ages. Not many people are aware that if you have, in air quotes, because obviously this is determined differently by different doctors, if you have severe mental illness, the MIND legal team are saying, so if you have a diagnosis of schizophrenia, a diagnosis of bipolar disorder, any mental health illness, that
you've got all
sense.
Of them, haven't you?
I've got all of them. I invented them. I'm bipolar.
Yeah. That causes severe functional impairment. Basically, you are now eligible for a COVID test. But a lot of GPs aren't aware of it. For a vaccine. I do that all the time. Okay. Thank you for correcting me.
We knew what you meant, Vic.
Well, we had to check.
Well, facts. No, you didn't. You could have let it go.
Words
you?
Are our weapons.
So, anyway, I didn't know if that was of interest to you, but it's on the MIND page if you want to check it out.
It is of interest, Vic. Thank you very much indeed. The calls are coming in thick, aren't they? Let's go to... Hello, caller.
Hello.
Is this my kids or yours?
It sounds like mine.
Hello? Hello? Mom, I'm lost. I'm in the middle of, what's the place called?
Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Hi, I'm watching.
Wow.
Were they meowing at one point?
Mom, I'm lost. I'm in the middle of, what's it called? Bangkok. Okay.
Nice. I love the fact that kids have all got mobile phones now. It's a great idea.
That wasn't 5544.
Hello?
A band 5544. You can have this one.
Hi.
Hi. You know, there's a new show on TV, on Portuguese TV, called Retro Gamers.
I didn't know there was a new show on Portuguese TV called Retro Gamers.
What is it about?
So, retro games.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out the video game that I was... that I would play in the arcade centers.
Describe it to me and I'll tell you what it was.
That the beginning, always a guy like that look a bit like Mario Brothers, like, but it would say like, let's get busy, always on the beginning, let's get busy, and then he had like kind of a hammer and... Would...
Oh, Ready Kit Ralph?
No, it's...
Oh, it's not called that, is it?
It's Panic, the Panic Attack.
Okay.
Now, what's it called? And you have to, was it like you had to dig holes and the monsters would fall through?
It was a big screen, like, and
Okay, give us a little bit more. Maybe we came in too quickly.
The main thing is, like, in the beginning of when you start playing it, like, if you went to a different scene or anything, like, or level, like...
Oh, okay, I'll get bored. Basic. Hello, kids. Bedtime. Bedtime, kids.
Hello?
Bedtime. Bedtime now. Come on, up you go.
When you start playing... Hello?
Up to bed now. Come on, kids. Bedtime. This is the police. This is the police. And it's the police are saying it is bedtime.
Yeah. They respect the police. I'll give them that. They know when they're beaten.
Oh, man. I'm enjoying this.
I get the feeling they're going to call again.
1,000 viewers watching this crap. Now, the show's been off for a bit, and it's on for a bit. Mental illness and... There we go. Diagnosis is a bipolar.
Or any mental health illness that causes severe functional impairment.
If you're... You should now be offered how to access. Somebody you could be invited to make an appointment is your turn. May receive a letter, text, or email. You may also be able to book an appointment directly if you belong to another priority group.
Oh.
If you think you have seriously... Oh, Jesus, you've got to contact the doctor and ask. No, I can't be bothered. I'll wait.
Do it, though.
Bedtime.
Hello?
It's bedtime. This is the police. You've called the police. And it's bedtime.
It's not bedtime.
It is bedtime. I'm a police officer.
It's not bedtime.
I'm a police officer. I'm a constable.
Well, can you come tuck us into bed?
No, I will do no such thing. Who gets tucked into bed anymore? You have continental quilts.
Duvets.
Thank you. They do, I think.
It's not bedtime. Look, it's not bedtime. Come here now. It's not bedtime.
Okay, what's your address?
This is...
We've got your phone number. We can probably trace you from that. It ends 2348.
Shall we read out the rest?
Dad, can you come cook us in?
I like those kids. I will label them as kids.
Yeah, bedtime kids.
Bedtime kids. But I like that.
We should read them a story next time. Yeah. Once upon a time.
Bedtime kids. Did we miss any other calls? I don't think we did. Bedtime Kids calling. We'll go back to that later. 0203
relentless.
286-6370 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very welcome. If you would like to donate to the stream, you can do. We've set an arbitrary target of £700 for this month. Showtimes. Showtimes are changing. And the next few weeks, we're potentially committing career suicide. Then I see we have 1,000 viewers.
Again.
This is one of those things. And I'm aware. Do you know what? I've talked to my counsellor about this. I'm going to stop saying. Do you know what was I about to say then?
I'm aware that I worry about these things. No. Or what?
I'm aware that I'm in a privileged position and I'm going to stop saying I'm aware that I'm in a privileged position and... Been doing it a lockdown. But the periods of lockdown I enjoy.
So what, you're going to get like really ungrateful?
No, I'm just not going to mention it.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot during lockdown. I go, I enjoy bits of lockdown. But I'm aware that I live in a quite nice house and I've been able to work and I've got a garden. I don't need to say that anymore. I don't need to say that. So I was about to say, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, I don't remember.
Time change.
And I'm aware that I'm not saying that anymore. I don't have to justify my experience. Listen, if I'm talking to someone who's dying of, I don't know, some disease, and I might, you know, maybe, but I don't have to keep saying. I'm aware that I don't have to justify my luck, my hard work, my good fortune, my bad fortune. Don't have to.
The people who are going to hit you with that one are going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't have to. So we are changing the times of the show. And the next few weeks, we're really making a car crash of it. But so tonight, 8 till midnight. Tomorrow, 8 till midnight. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 till midnight.
Yeah.
I might do a few bonus streams. I want to do some more gaming streams because I just want to do some more gaming streams. I'm in the mood for that. I'm enjoying gaming again for the first time in a long time. And we might do some more daytime friends or some Alan Bezek analysis. We might do some more stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 till midnight. Week after, we're off.
Nout.
We're off. Going on my hollybobs. Got lovely June, he's going to come and stay at my house and look after my cats. And I'm off on my hollybobs. The week after doesn't quite settle into the new regime. Monday the 19th, we're on in the evening. Then the new regime starts. So then it's Tuesday, Wednesday morning, 10 till 1:30. Thursdays we're off. Friday, 8 till midnight. And then the schedule is some way away. The schedule is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, 10 till 1:30. Thursdays off, Friday evenings. Why? Because it's so much better for us. That's it. We have a contract with Twitch. We are set up with Twitch. It's slightly different to a lot of the most other streamers in that we have to do 60 hours of talk. It can't be gaming. We have to do 60 hours of talk a month, right? And we were doing like 80 or 90 hours.
Yeah.
And not really getting, without going into our contract too much, not really making much more for that extra 20, 30 hours work. We enjoyed doing it. We enjoyed building something.
Yeah, it was good for us to try and get some momentum. But then we thought, oh, what are we doing?
Yeah. So we're changing. Certainly for the moment. Who knows when lockdown ends, numbers might change. We might have a rethink. But it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, 10 till 1:30. Thursday's off. I got college. Friday evening, 8 till midnight. And I'm still going to call it TLNA because I quite like the sort of brand of that, like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. But we do solo records as well that aren't quite as good. In fact, some of them are a bit shit. I'm not saying who's Graham Nash, but dear God, it better not be me. And we're doing it because it makes us happier.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because life. Life makes is calling. Happier. Life is calling.
Makes us happier, my friend.
Yeah.
And doing those morning shows made such a difference. Time we got to spend with our kids.
It's a different vibe. My kids got to see me in the evenings. I was there when they woke up in the morning. You know, they'd never been able to have both.
So
there we go.
The new show regime. We're on all next week in the evening. That's all you need to know, really. But the new regime will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, 10 till 1:30.
You should be in bed.
You should be in bed. Thursdays off, Friday evenings. And it's going to be great. The show is going to be better.
Yeah.
Because of it. I guarantee. Who gave £9.98? That is a great troll.
Thank you.
That is a great troll. Oh, because that's going to make everyone uncomfortable. Quiet bloke. Oh, a couple of subs worth. Thank
there we
you.
Go.
The P to PR, pound to pocket ratio for us is so much better on Twitch. We've been doing this other people's ways.
Yeah. Or radio, in a radio style.
Very old-fashioned.
This ain't radio, you know.
It's exciting, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. We'll have a life to tell you about because we'll be out there living it rather than living it here.
Yeah.
It's gonna be weird for the next few weeks. Honestly, if you're new here, follow us, set your notifications. That's probably the easiest way.
It doesn't always work. One suggestion, if your notifications didn't work for tonight, go to them, see where we are, turn us off. And then turn us back on again. Hopefully.
Also, keep an eye on Twitter. If you can bear yourself to go to that bin fire.
Oh, jeez. We missed a car from this guy. Michael says, do whatever schedule makes you happy. Yep, that's it.
Thanks, Michael.
That's it. Hopefully you'll come along.
Here's the deal, right? You miss us live, you'll be able to watch the replays.
Yeah, there we go. Alistair.
It's Alistair.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
And see you.
Oh, just want to say nice to see you again.
To see you, nice.
Break. You always cheer me up.
A little tickle on the balls.
What?
Little tickle.
Here we go, Alistair.
All right, no, come on. TOS.
I was also
poor Alistair. He did not invite you.
Yeah, don't spoil this call, please.
I'm sorry, Alistair. I apologise. I apologise to your balls.
Leave his balls out of this.
I just thought I'd ring in to say that, and I started counselling today again.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
And the lady I found on one of these websites is
making it sound so suspicious. Yeah. The lady I found on one of these websites. I found many
not
a lady
one,
on some
not
of these
one of
websites.
Those websites.
No, I know.
But maybe that's the next thing. Anyway,
why not?
Oversharing.
She seems really good, and I was kind of genuinely kind of felt I managed to offload stuff after the first one.
Just be in bed.
And then tonight, it always seems to happen as the evening draws on, I kind of become a little bit more down about life again. But, you know, it's only one session and things can only sort of get better as I get more behind me. Doctors in the opposite to you, Ian, the doctors put me up to the maximum venlafaxine allowed.
What is the maximum these days?
300.
Oh, yes, mate!
Gosh.
It's weird. In a different way, it's weird. It's kind of... you kind of feel slightly zonked out, really, but
how long have you been on that dose for?
I feel on one hand zonked out, but still, you know, still with it. You know, you're fully aware of what's happening.
How long have you been on the new dose?
Oh, I've only about since this week. I've started this
week. Give it another 3 weeks. That's when it really kind of starts to settle down a bit. So your body's like, what are you doing to me? But then your brain starts to compensate and it starts to, hopefully, doesn't always, starts to settle down a bit and you start to feel a little bit more normal. But, you know, the lows are up here and the highs are kind of there and you're a bit there. That's what it's trying to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, well done, Ian. You know, you're getting off them because I know people that I've known come off it and... I tried to sort of reduce once. It's a hell of a drug to come off.
It's a tough one.
It really is.
I tried it a couple of years ago and I was an absolute mess. And this time it seems to be going okay. I may be being a little foolhardy, coming off, you know, kind of taking this last dive a little bit quicker, but I think I can take it. I'm in such a good space at this precise second in time and I want to feel my ADHD. I want to feel my bipolar. I want to feel it. And then maybe look at some, you know, not Ritalin, but like some ADHD medicine or something. I don't know. I just want to see what it feels like. But I hope it works for you, Alistair. I hope it works for you, man. Saved my life, that drug.
And are you all right, Catherine, these days?
I am, yeah.
With the kids, are they driving you mad or not?
A little, but they're my kids.
Well, tell them about the hairbrush.
Oh, no, a makeup brush. If you hear of me being...
It sums up her youngest.
Being put away at some point because I've completely lost it. It's Littlen's fault, right? Because she made me think today that I was having some sort of episode. So I got out of the shower and I started doing, like, getting ready to come out. So I started doing my makeup and I used this big fluffy brush. And I put it down at the...
That brush.
It's a different one. It's a new one. And I put it down on the side. It's a nice one. I put it down on the side and then I went into my room and then I came back out again and I carried on and I did something different. And then I thought, right, let me just put everything away. Oh, is that brush gone? So I thought, I must have taken it in my bedroom. So I retraced my steps and I must have walked that landing about 60 times, right? Because I get to the point where if I have to put everything away. And I'm also thinking, this is nuts. I've been in two different places. Where could it be? Right, so there's the other stuff it was with. I unpacked the bag. I packed it back up again. It's got to be in there. Maybe I put it back in. Maybe I did something stupid, like put it in a box, undid it, put it back. That happened about 5 times. Went in the other room, looked under the bed, looked under the cabinets in the bathroom. And at this time, I'm thinking, this is nuts. This is half an hour I'm losing and it's setting me back. But... it's got to be here. I don't need it now, but I don't need it now. Maybe I could just buy a new one. That's another thing that came into my head because this is driving me nuts. Maybe I could just buy a new one. Maybe that's what will stop me searching and feeling anxious about it. I had a bit of a sweat on. My heart was going and I'm thinking, I'm actually nuts. This is the time. So in the end, I carried on, packed everything up, gave it up. I just thought, it'll turn up somewhere stupid. I'll put it in the fridge or something because it's nowhere logical. And I went downstairs and I went, do you know what, kids? I'm losing my marbles. I had this brush. If you see it, would you just put it on the side for me? And my youngest went, I think I may know where that is. I hadn't even heard her come upstairs. She said, while you were in your room, I went in the bathroom and I saw a lovely big brush. And I thought, oh, that's satisfying. I'm going to have a feel of that. So I wandered up and down holding it and doing this for a while. She said, then I went in my bedroom and I dropped it. And then I picked it up again. I said, so where is this brush
then?
The whole
journey with the brush.
Where is this brush then? I'm not sure, but let's go and have a look, shall we? And I was like, at this point, I'm thinking, oh, good, I'm not quite as nuts as I thought I was, but she is.
She's more
Why
nuts.
Is she picking up? Anyway, so yeah, found it in a bedroom, like underneath her duvet. I would never have found it, never have found it. And I would have assumed that I was going bananas.
You wait, guys and gals.
At some point, I'm going to get put away.
In about 10 years' time, her youngest and my youngest are going to team up and they're going to destroy the internet and it's going to be the weirdest, funniest, dumbest, craziest show you've ever seen.
Next generation.
It totally is, mate. Totally is.
What kind of mind goes somewhere and sees a big fluffy brush and goes, oh, I'll have that for a bit and just have a stroke of it for half an hour? Meanwhile, I'm going...
I lost my brush and I still don't know where the old brush has gone. I had to buy a new one.
Mm.
The old brush is in the house somewhere, but... It's dematerialised, Ian. Can you explain that, please?
Yes, but I'm choosing not to. Hey, listen, I want a word with you. And I sent you a tweet, but I want to say it to you face-to-face, mano-a-mano. I was listening to your call the other day.
That means hand-to-hand.
Oh, it doesn't. It means man-to-man.
No.
I was driving along listening to your call to Alan Bezick about hugging cows.
And you
What now? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's a good thing, Catherine. Look it up.
And I thought, this is the guy that phoned us up and called us C's.
Yeah.
Right. Not saying this to embarrass you or shame you, right? And I thought, shit. What a transformation. What a journey. Yeah. I'm tearing up a bit because I'm really emotional about this. So what an inspiration. You are to me personally, as someone coming back from a relapse and someone knows how hard it is, you are an inspiration, Alistair. You are a good man. You are a good spirit. And I know you're having a patch, and this is to indicate, you know, all of the heavy stuff that's going on now. Just this. And I heard that call and I thought, wow. Wow. What a man. What a human being Alistair is. Could have given up, nearly 2 years sober, I think. Could have given up, could be dead, could be in prison. Yeah. All of these things without revealing anything, any confidences, you know. And he's phoning up, doing a really lovely phone call about, slightly silly, but a lovely phone call about hugging cows. It wasn't
No,
I know it's true. I know it's true. But it wasn't really about the phone call. I just, moment, I just saw the journey. I was able to take a step back because we've been with you for a lot of it, right, I feel. But that phone call, I was able to take a step back and I could see it all.
Yeah.
Don't know about the bit before and I don't know what's coming next, but I could see it from you playing Uno with us to when things got dark and we're taking to that call. I could see it and I thought, wow.
I love it. I love
what an inspiration. So thank you, man. And yeah. I'm getting a little bit teary because I'm feeling very emotional at the moment because of loads of stuff. But what an inspiration. So thank you for letting us have a little glimpse at your inspiration hole. I don't know how to
thank you. Thank you for reclaiming your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know it was hard fought for.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I was an alcoholic for 40 years.
Yeah.
Really. And it's been an absolute joy, you know, after I got sober, it's been a joy, you know, speaking to you guys on radio.
I consider you a friend. I consider you a friend.
Twitch. So,
and all I'm going to say is I'm going to say three letters and I would never tell you what to do. I don't, who know, but dog.
Dog. I think,
dog.
Is that an instruction? You're trying to tell him to get out more?
I know. You're calling me a dog, Ian.
Oh, no, I know what
I know it's been on your mind for a long time.
Yeah.
I can only. They're a pain in the ass. But I personally, I can only see it being a benefit to you, man. I can only see your life enriching now. And certainly if you have any doubts about you being able to care for another living being, I can see that you care, man. I can see that you care.
Or even a cat. I've actually thought about getting a house cat.
Cats are better.
Careful, careful who you choose, because you could get someone who lives with you, tolerates you, but also torments you. That's all I'm saying.
Your pictures of Willow, Catherine, on Twitter.
She's just so disapproving.
So funny. She's the most grumpiest looking cat ever. I'm sure that she's lovely, but...
Any pet that you chose to come and live with you would be very, very lucky. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. But that is no pressure to don't, you know, I'm just saying that as an observer.
Yeah. Great. Well, look, I'll let you get on then.
Okay. Bugger off. Goodbye.
Thanks, Alistair. Bye.
Bye, piece of trash.
It might stop him bothering the cows as well. That's another point, isn't it?
That's a really good call. You can hire cows for £55 an hour to hug them.
Okay. I mean, I think cows are beautiful. Not sure. There's easier hugs to be obtained.
If you call us up while we're on another call or while we're talking, I will just clock your thing.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service.
I'll call you back. Simple as that. I think we had another dono. We did have a couple of donos. Let me just make sure. We have got, I should read the messages out as well. Quiet Bloke, thank you. Floss, that's better. Milky Daniel, the cat says okay. It does.
Yes, it's a fact.
DJ Moo, £10 and tuppence. Great work. Thanks for introducing me to some amazing streamers from your raids. I feel like I'm making some really great friendships.
Oh, yeah. I dropped in on Emily yesterday.
She's good.
Hello?
Bedtime. This is the police. This is the police. How can we help you? It's the sound of the police.
It's the sound of the streets.
It's the sound of the police.
Who's that?
This is the police. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah. Talking to the stream.
I enjoyed that. Enjoyed that. That donkey needs a vet ASP, says Sharon.
God knows what's being done to that poor animal.
Hey, listen.
What?
This show is great. And it is great because we have got some fab sponsors. And I can't quite remember. We're not letting go of anyone yet, are we?
No.
No? Okay.
Divorce is a sad thing.
It's a very serious thing.
You may feel like you don't want to talk to anyone about it, but you must. You simply must. It's got to be Richard Gregorian of GE Law. Tell him why, Ian.
Divorce holistic, not ballistic. He will help you. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, but we're doing it.
Do we need?
I don't think anyone knows it's us. It's fine.
Do we need the money this badly?
Well, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice, actually.
So,
GELaw.co.uk if you want to get divorced.
It's the best.
Divorce holistic, not ballistic. Broken hearts. 34sp.com.
Yeah.
These guys are great, and I want to thank them straight from my heart with peace and love. That's enough to give us a start.
Oh.
I'm like one of them poets. You know the one? You know the poet?
They're aware, yeah.
I might do like a poetry website.
What are you going to call it? Poem Alone. Americans can't say poem.
They can't say poem.
They say poem.
They poem. And Graham. Graham.
Graham.
Graham.
Mirror.
Craig.
Mirror.
Mirror. I want to do
warrior.
I want to do a poem about Craig and his mirror. Yeah. You don't say poem, St. John.
You say St. John says all kinds of things.
Ian, are you opening Pokemon cards lately? The boys don't know. I spent an absolute fortune on Pokemon cards. They don't
you can't catch them all.
They don't really like Easter eggs. So we're going to do an Easter egg on Saturday. Can have a nice roast dinner. Their mum's come cooking roast dinner for their mum.
I know
it's lovely. I'm very pleased with that. It's a lovely turnip for the books. Then afterwards they're going to have an Easter egg hunt with a few Easter eggs, but mainly Pokemon. Loads of packs of the new Pokemon cards. You couldn't get them anywhere.
No.
Then I went into a Smith's and they had loads. I went, I'll have them. Well, I caught them all. I paid for them all. So anyway, so 34sp.com.
Yeah. If you want a website, here's your chance. Use the code TLNA.
Sexy dancing to get you in.
3 months for free. Be tantalised and tease. Tabletop, please. Give me what I need. 34SP.
Right. Abby care. Do 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 Abby care. Do 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 Abby care. Abby care.
No, I totally disagree with Sex with a Robot.
Abby care. Do 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 do.
Knockers are better.
Abby care.
I think it's just gone politically correct.
Do 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 do.
Never.
Abby care.
Code TLNA. No, mention you've seen them on here and you will get 25% off.
Well, we got, you're telling us that we got a bonus? That don't mean
Clearline, no. Has Ian thought of doing Patreon? Have you thought of doing Patreon?
Yes, I've thought of it and I'm doing it.
Yeah,
Patreon.com/ Ian Lee. I'm trying to find, everyone's just stopped calling because we have actually got a bonus advert.
Yeah, you need to know this.
But I don't know where the link is. I did have the link.
Oh dear, I don't think I've seen it, so I can't help you out there.
Where did I put the link? I put the... I know where I put the lime.
Yes.
Well, do you know where I put the lime?
The coconut.
It's in the coconut. Mm-hmm. Looked everywhere and I went, put the lime in the coconut.
Did you mix them both up?
I did, actually. Mm-hmm. But then we've got a bonus. Oh, I've got to find the link again. Well, I had it.
I think my youngest might have seen it and decided to take it for a stroke walk. Then drops it, then picked it up again, then forgot about it.
I've got to find it. I've got to find the link because it's a very specific link and it's annoying because you have to change one thing in the link. Ooh, Zabella, ooh, Zabella, Bella Zala Pola Manake La Voix. I could speak in tongues easy. It's just going, Ule se matana ketofone de bois, Zila kola sika saka tiketopa katana tatafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafafaf
Trump's spiritual advisor.
Yeah. I can do speaking
she
tongues.
She was taking the meme.
Here we go. Bonus. That's right, guys. I am absolutely thrilled to say we're going in gently with this one. We're going to bring the graphics in. We're going to drop the graphics in. We've got this for the next 2 months, guys.
Yeah.
We are giving you an excellent... I'm pressing the wrong keyboard. Get a VPN. Surfshark VPN. I was using mine the other day. I'm going to tell you to watch a John Lennon documentary on American Netflix.
Oh, I don't think I can do that. Yes, I can, because I've got Surfshark.
Surfshark VPN, right? It's great. It allows you to... First of all, it protects you, right? It protects you. And I'm using... I bought an Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah.
And I was using it on my Amazon Fire Stick to protect me from British Netflix and allow me to watch American Netflix.
It stops people being able to track you.
The spy, the Russians, the Soviets, the Chinese... The Iraqis.
It gets on hackers' nerves.
The hackers hate this goddamn piece of trash. And I think it's a great, 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 great thing. I genuinely think it's great. Honestly, I downloaded it to my Amazon Fire Stick, which I just got the other day, so I can play some retro games on there and watch movies, and it is great.
We're all convinced. So what's the deal, Ian?
Is are you kidding me?
I want to know the deal.
You actually want to know the deal? I'll tell you. Use the code TLNA. Click on this link that we're putting here right now. You get an 83% discount, which unlocks the best price in the market. Plus, you get 3 months extra for free.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
it's as simple as that. It couldn't be any simpler. It's as simple.
Well, they could come around and do it for you, but that would be breaching social distancing.
Dead easy to set up. So go and use it and... You just wait and see the benefits in your life. Mm.
Yeah.
So thank you. If you want to sponsor us, we're getting busy again. You know what's happening on the 19th?
Yeah, I do.
Viz are coming back. Don't sign up to Viz yet.
Oh, it's not as fun as it used to be.
Don't sign up to Viz yet. Wait until we get a Viz code and then sign up to Viz.
Mm-hmm.
Viz are coming back. I love it when, like Richard, GE Law, I love it when our sponsors come back.
Yeah.
They go, yeah, we really enjoyed that last time. Can we come back?
Yes, so, yes, yeah, yes, sure. You can.
Absolutely fine. So the Surfshark. So Surfshark, Viz, GELaw.co.uk have all come back. That's great, man. That's great. We missed some phone calls. It's the own. Oh, here's a withheld number. We don't normally, but you know what? I'm feeling judicious. I don't know what that means.
No, I don't think that's right, but continue.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah.
But... Hello, little boy. Goodbye, little boy. Give us a call back when your balls have dropped. I've been listening to too much Alan Bezik. Let's call back some of the calls. What we done miss. It's a phony show. 0203. 286-6370 or Skype TLN.
You'll come straight through. If we miss your call, we'll give you a ring back. But there's no kind of intermediate stage. You don't sit in a lounge. No one says, yeah, you're going to sit there for 10 minutes while they get to you. You'll be straight on.
Although,
so,
can we get the Discord details in the chat? Because we might go to the Discord for some of the calls in a minute.
Girls, we're so modern.
Here's one of the things that I'm finding out about having all that time off. I'm really enjoying myself tonight.
Been listening to a Rabbit Hole production.
Boing! Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.